And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine is claiming Monday that its offensive has liberated several more villages, pushing Russian troops back to the northeastern border of the country. Reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv told VOA's Flashpoint program what she knows about where things stand as Ukraine forces continue their counteroffensive.
For the moment, we know that 99% of the Kharkiv region has been liberated by Ukrainian forces. This includes such crucial and key cities as Balaklia, Izum, and Kupiansk. As we know, Izum was one of the main bases of the Russian forces, and this is a strategic place in terms of its location, because it's located just in the middle, at the end of the Kharkiv region, beginning of the Donetsk region. So we know that for the moment, in general, what was confirmed by the general staff of Ukraine, that we're talking about around 3,000 square kilometers of the territories. And also we know that Ukrainian forces also continue their counteroffensive actions in the Luhansk region and Donetsk region.
Meanwhile, the UN International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, says Ukraine and Russia have expressed interest in a proposal the agency has offered to create a protection zone around the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. In a news conference in Vienna Monday, IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi told reporters both countries are engaging with the agency and asking many questions about the idea, which is aimed at preventing military activities such as shelling that has damaged the plant's power lines and jeopardized its security. Russia seized control of nuclear power plants shortly after Russian President Vladimir Putin launched his country's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine via February 24th. This is VOA News. Britain's King Charles spoke to both houses of Parliament Monday for the first time as the kingdom's monarch. His brief address to approximately 1,000 lawmakers and their guests at London's Westminster Hall came after the lawmakers offered their formal condolences on the passing of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Charles and Camilla, the Queen consort, traveled to Edinburgh later Monday, where the King has joined his siblings for the solemn procession when his mother's coffin was taken from the palace at Holyrood House, the official residence of the British monarch, in Scotland, to the St. Giles Cathedral. Sunday, Elizabeth's coffin was taken from Balmoral Castle in Scotland, where she died, to Edinburgh. The hearse, accompanied by royal officials and security personnel, left Balmoral Castle shortly before midday Sunday, the beginning of Elizabeth's long journey home. In New York City, police believe three children were found drowned by their mother. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has details.
Police say three children have died after being found on a New York City beach. Authorities believe the children were drowned by their mother. A 7-year-old boy, a 4-year-old girl, and a 3-month-old boy were found on Brooklyn's Coney Island Beach shortly after 3 a.m. They were taken to a nearby hospital where all three were pronounced dead. The children's 30-year-old mother was found a short time later and taken into custody. Charges against her are pending. Police plan to release more details at a news conference. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Tunisian news website is reporting its editor was released on bail Sunday, 5 days after his arrest on suspicion of terrorism. Editor and prominent pro-Palestinian activist Ghassan Ben Khalifa was arrested at his home Tuesday. The case against him is the latest in what civil society groups describe as a growing threat to freedom of the press in Tunisia under President Kais Saied. Multiple reports in Tunisia say police also searched Ben Khalifa's house and seized two computers. His lawyer, quoted by local media, said the journalist was suspected of running a Facebook page that incites terrorism. His news website reports the judiciary has agreed to release Khalifa on bail for the duration of the investigation against him. Dozens of activists and journalists demonstrated in central Tunis Friday to demand his release. The North African country has seen a spike in prosecution of journalists, including in military courts, since Saied seized wide-ranging powers last year. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and senior trade officials are in Mexico Monday for high-level economic talks aimed at repairing ties that have frayed between the two countries and over immigration and other issues in recent years. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukraine is claiming Monday it has liberated several villages in northern Ukraine, pushing Russian troops back to the northeastern border of the country. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.